A perspective on the growth of the almond industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It has grown a whopping 439% since 1998. Emily Fleischman is Vice President of Global Marketing Development with the Almond Board of California.
Prior to 1998, it was a fairly flat in terms of production growth, and then this huge trajectory started. And it really is, when you look back at the data, surrounded by all the nutrition research we did, the shifts towards snacking and our advertising that helped fuel that.
And remarkably, almond prices did go up.
We very happily were able to keep price moving upwards, you know, to help navigate the trends of cost increases. But what's most amazing is when you think about the fact that the prices increased at the same time supply was increasing. That generally doesn't happen.
And consumers turning to almonds as a snack item catapulted the category.
You know, consumers were changing the ways they were eating at that point in time, shifting to having three very structured meals a day to adding in between snacks. And we felt like there was an opportunity to capitalize on that. And not only did that work with consumers' behaviors, but it also works for the almond industry because, you know, when we're encouraging consumers to eat a handful of almonds, it moves a lot more volume than sprinkling some almonds on your yogurt.
And most of us remember pre-2000.
You know, the fat was still really evil. Almonds and all nuts have fat, as well as people thought that almonds had cholesterol. So those misperceptions that through research, we were able to help correct perceptions, and now almonds are viewed as heart healthy.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.